Well, hello, it's Bernie Morgan here from Craigmile, and I'm delighted today we're having a chat with Christine Bruchella, who's one of Craigmile's consultants, and Holly Mumford, who was one of our clients. It would be really useful if you could introduce yourselves. Perhaps, Christine, could you go first?
Yes, I have been working in fundraising my entire career. So that's about 30 years now. And I've been a director at Craigmile for the last 3.5 years, probably. Came in as a consultant, and I'm now one of the directors. Moved over from working in organizations, universities, and NGOs and things like that, to become a consultant.
Thanks, Christine. What about you, Holly?
Right, yeah. So I'm now the head of development at ARC, which is an education charity that oversees 39 schools and 30,000 young people. But at the time I worked with Christine, I was the development manager for the Francis Holland Schools Trust, which is three independent schools in London, starting off as the development manager there. And I was there for 3 years and worked really closely with Christine as she kind of set me off on my journey of fundraising.
Okay, so what period of time are we talking about?
September 2018.
And did you have any fundraising experience, Holly?
No, I was new to fundraising. I'd worked closely in kind of education worlds and kind of youth charity worlds before. And so I'd kind of overlapped with fundraising. I'd worked in program management and event management and other things that kind of overlapped with the fundraising world. But Christine came in and was brought in to kind of be a mentor and to start me off on that track, working specifically with the kind of the parent prospects that happen that you find in a private school world.
Did you have connections to the school before you started the role?
I was an old girl of one of the schools that I was brought into. Actually, my mum had taught at the school as well, and so and there's very much a network that you get in that world. And as an alum of the school, I was very connected. It was really nice to come back to that world and to be able to start talking to people about it. But again, I was very new to the fundraising
Yes.
part of them, and that's where Christine.
So yes, so from what you said, you had a lot of the ingredients, including obviously a credibility with the parents because you were an alum, and then all those ingredients that you talked about earlier in your career, but they hadn't been molded and fitted to a fundraising world. That's what I'm understanding from what you're saying.
When I'd gone to the school, I'd gone kind of on assisted places that didn't exist anymore. And when Christine and I first started working together, we were really interested in looking at the bursary piece for
Yes.
schools, because actually, at the moment, that's particularly political.
Okay. So, Christine, you were brought in to help Holly and support her for a defined period of time, as I understand it.
Yes, that's right. Well, I was first approached to do a 6-month contract to work as as a mentor for Holly. So that was the initial period. I think maybe it was extended a little bit, but I think we just worked really hard and really fast to get things up and running.
What was your approach to it?
Well, I think Holly is one of the most talented major gift fundraisers that
Right.
I have ever encountered. But she didn't know that, because she hadn't done major gift fundraising yet. So she had all of those characteristics. She could do peer-to-peer conversation. She was very comfortable in any kind of a social situation where there were high net worth parents there. She was also incredibly creative about the way she wanted to tell the story and to engage people in whatever the project was that she was going to be fundraising for. So she had all of that, which was fantastic. And also, she's really clever. So it didn't take, like, she could pick stuff up almost immediately, So I could tell really soon that for her, she just needed like the science side of fundraising, really. By helping her with that would increase her confidence because obviously coming in as the only fundraiser into any organization and not ever having had any kind of fundraising experience, that's a big ask. And so we just wanted to make sure that she felt confident in, what she could deliver. And ultimately, she delivered more and more quickly than I've ever seen in the entirety of my career. So,
Oh,
it was
wow.
a lot. Like, it's very difficult for me to say what I was actually offering her because she was so ready to do the job.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah.
So how did you feel, Holly, about working with Christine? And did you feel she was going to provide you with the right support?
Oh, Christine was fabulous. It's funny as well, because there's always something nerve-wracking, like when you start something brand new, right? When we first started, bursaries was the thing that like everyone wanted. And very quickly, like a capital campaign landed on my desk. I'm sure you remember, Christine. And it was like, we had to switch really quickly from being like, oh, it was all this stuff I was passionate about. I was going to make the difference. You know, I was going to be bringing in money for those who wouldn't otherwise have access to our type of education, which was like something I could wrap my head around, you know, from that side, to suddenly being like, I was raising money for a sixth form building, you know, like this huge campaign. And so like the fundraising 101 became like a really different style of fundraising. And Christine was just brilliant because, like, you know, as she said, I mean, it's obviously very nice to hear all those compliments from Christine, but like the bit that she did really well is it wasn't like this hand holding process where it's like, oh, you know, you need to do X, Y, and Z, but it was like a real coaching style of like, but Holly, this is what you can do and this is what you can bring to the table, and brought out all of the things that I probably didn't realize about myself, but that I'd done in other jobs. So it was like Christine was able to just identify all these other things that I'd done and already had and already could do, but just bring them together to create something different. And actually with that, like Christine had said, like I hadn't realized necessarily that the creative stuff I'd done in being an event manager and a program manager and, you know, could actually write a really great case for support. So suddenly quite quickly, you know, we had this brilliant case for support. And actually in the example of the capital campaign, Christine talked me through all of this kind of fundraising 101 of what you do and the giving pyramid and the prospect research. And actually with that, we ended up raising all of the money from a handful of people ahead of even having to go to the public phase, because we'd done all the right work and we'd identified all the right people. And as Christine said, it was like unbelievably successful. So much so that the school then kind of was frustrated that we hadn't asked for more money. but actually it was that real confidence boost of like, you know, you'd learnt on the job, but you'd learnt by doing it. And I think for any school that's looking for that type of thing, that's what Christine had brought to the table was not, you know, demonstrating how to do it for me, but getting me to do it myself.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's always something I've taken to every job. You know, I've now moved into something else, but every time I come up against a kind of frustration, I try and think, like, what would Christine do in this situation? and what's the skill that I've got that I should be harnessing to come around it? Because I think, you know, with fundraising, everyone, well, not everyone, but like there is a kind of fundraising 101, but there's also the way that you can come to it differently. And I think particularly with major donor fundraising, that's a skill that you need to bring to the table. And I think that's what Christine taught me that I'll certainly never lose when I move forward with this.
So there's a couple of things to pick up there. How much did you raise and in what time, just so that I understand that?
In that particular campaign, we raised £750,000 in about 3 weeks. It really was crazy. We shouldn't have done so. But I think the difference with schools like that, particularly in private schools, is that it's benefiting their own children.
Yes.
And so we'd identified a group of people that their children would have been the first moving into that building. And so we raised it really quickly.
And the other question from what you've said, obviously you were appointed as the loan fundraiser without the background. The powers that be in the school clearly knew that you would need mentoring and they picked a brilliant mentor in Christine. But how supportive were they? You know, because you were a part of an infrastructure that is big. You know, you went and you thought, oh, bursaries, and then suddenly you got a capital campaign. And those are very different styles of fundraising, aren't they?
There was one thing that made everyone nervous because I'd come up with a creative idea. In this particular capital campaign, it was a shell of a building. Christine, do you remember? It was this building was there. So we weren't building it from scratch. And I'd been like, well, look, before they rip it apart, like the building is beautiful. Let's just have a drinks reception in this shell of a building. We'll rent out some big plants and some uplighting and get people in. Like, that's the best way to sell the building. Like, we don't even really need a case for support. We just need people to see the potential. And Christine had been like, go for it, like, go with your gut. And do you remember, Christine, that the management were like, no, that's, we don't really want this to happen. Like, you need to do it properly.
Right.
And I think that again was, so there was, I think they were nervous about doing events. Like, they'd never really done events in that style. You know, events in schools tend to be quite specific. They tend to be tied to certain things. Like, they tend to be tied to the PTA and there really was this small window before the building started that we could do it. And it didn't really fit in with the school calendar. And I didn't quite have the confidence yet to kind of walk into a room and say, this is what you have to do. And I remember Christine and I had a meeting with the head teacher at the time. Christine just kind of stood by me and went, you know, this is a good idea, you've got to go with her. And it was literally off the back of that drinks that, I mean, it would have cost us £4,000 or £5,000 to put on. It was a really good return on investment, and off the back of that came all of the meetings that then got all of the pledges, quite rightly, because of course the sale was the building. It wasn't, it was again Christine backing me in terms of, like, it was slightly crazy, it was slightly, you know, we were doing something different, it wasn't something that people had done before, because Christine had, like she said again very kindly in her introduction, the thing that I was good at, the skill that I did have, was being able to talk to people and being able to network with people. And so that drinks then opened up all of that stuff that meant I didn't have to do all the traditional routes. I think it was a confidence booster, not just for me and in my career that I've now gone on to, but yeah, it was a brilliant campaign and one I'm very proud of.
So Christine, mentoring and supporting fundraisers is something that Craigmile offers as a service.
Yeah.
So how would you describe it in terms of how Craigmile approaches things?
Well, I think that this was a good example of our general approach in all of the work that we do, which is, yeah, I think you need to spend some time with a new client to really figure out what they need, or they might have an end objective in mind, but how to get there, that's what they're not clear about. And that's why you need a consultant, right? Because if you could figure that out on your own, you would. So I think the important thing that we do is we don't really do an off the shelf kind of, this is the way that it works. It's really, let's get to know our client. And I always say, we're just going to stitch ourselves into the organization and add the bit that is needed to be added. And normally that's not a lot, because the organization, they know their constituency, they know who their leadership is going to be. They have a sense of what the project is that they're looking for funding for. So you're just building on that and just kind of filling in the gaps where it's required. So I think that worked really well with Holly, because like she was saying, I am nowhere near as creative as Holly is. So from my perspective, it was really interesting to see somebody doing something new with a case for support. You know, you either need a building or you need something for the students, or, you know, like it's the same kind of need wherever you go. But I didn't have to help with the case at all, because she just knew how to do that in a really compelling, engaging way. Yeah, it's just figuring out what the client needs.
Yeah. And one of the things I think Craigmile has as one of our sort of values is longer term relationships. So clearly you built a really good relationship. It was hugely successful. Holly's talked about, you know, building on the things that you learned from Christine in your new jobs and having what she said to you to remind you. And you've clearly kept in touch as well. So, you know, in all aspects of fundraising that Craigmile has services for, so that's, you know, one-to-ones or trust fundraising or capital fundraising, etc., our value and vision is that we will keep long-term relationships. We're not here to sort of drain people dry and leave them or whatever. So and this is, I think, an incredibly good example of that. If I say that you obviously, it was hugely successful, it really, really worked, I have to ask, was it fun as well?
In terms of the long term, so the first part of your question, I still consider Christine a mentor. I come back to her now with questions, fully aware that Christine has a wealth of experience that I don't have. And I'll often pick her brains. I'll try and get her, we'll meet up for a drink or something and do that. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that I had to work with her and establish that. And I think from the other side, just to make aware, I think think while, again, while you were working in that kind of 6 month period, we had very different experience. I mean, there was another experience at the other school where we had to do a much more traditional like feasibility study. Do you remember that one, Christine, mm-hmm. where yeah. base was very different and we had to do a very different style? We actually didn't think, we turned around to the head teacher and said we didn't think it was going to work. The feasibility study wasn't going to show it. And he actually, again, in that instance, turned around and said, no, you need to do it anyway, kind of went against our advice. And somehow we managed to get a major donor just ahead of a giving week that we were doing. And so we managed to, and then overnight had to completely change our strategy to become one of like, we've made it, but like if you want to help make the furniture nicer or help, and it's like, again, we like completely changed the strategy. And I think, again, that was the nice thing. So listening to what Christina's saying about how it was all tailored to the kind of randomness of what happened, and we could always change it. And that was the really nice thing is that there was always the flexibility working with us to be like, this is what you should be doing, but equally, this is how we're going to change things and how we can kind of slightly roll with the punches depending on what came in or what didn't work and whether we had to fight for something to happen or whether we had to fight against something happening. And all of that I learned really quickly, which is why I often come to Christine as the first person now to go, this is where my gut is telling me to go. Do you think that's, you know, am I being completely crazy? And Christine will either give me the reality check or she'll go, no, like, wrong with it. It's great. Like, which I think in a fundraising world, you don't always get someone who is willing to do that, but also who, you know, who can kind of encourage you in that position.
Give you that sort of external view of it. Yeah. Anything you want to add, Christine, to that?
Well, I mean, to your question about did we have a good time? We had a great time. Like we would just, I loved my days when I was going in there and we would just have fun because I think this is what I would like. I have all my little catchphrases, but one of them is we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. Right. And so we may as well have a good time. Like as a consultant, you can whoosh into the room with some new energy and, you know, like try and like a new perspective on things, because I do think that's one of the jobs of the consultant is just to bring in a breath of fresh air, but it's not a one-way street. Like for me, where I want to enjoy the work that I do, like that's really important for me. Mm. And so sometimes you just get clients where they can really respond to that. They all respond to it, but some people like you just have a really good time with. And I think that's what we did. You know, we just laughed a lot or, you know, like we're just moving forward here. That's what we're trying to do is just keep the momentum up. And I think it really worked in the end. And like Holly said, we still keep in touch a lot. When Holly hired someone to work for her, who I'm also mentoring now, and I've had phone calls from both of the heads at various times to offer additional advice to them. And also they introduced us to one of our other clients who was not even in the school sector. So, you know, that long-term relationship, I think, you know, can benefit the organization.
Thank you so much, both of you. I think that's brilliant, a really brilliant conversation. And look forward to hearing more in the future about how it all goes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.